Welcome to Unveiling Reality Podcast, a podcast all about self-growth, self-care, and self-love. This is your host, Anjali. Each week, I come up with different topics, including bits and pieces of my life lessons. If you are interested, tune in each week. Albert Einstein wonderfully put up that there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. I mean, just think how much of the thought was put into writing that quote. How amazing, right? Some of these amazing quotes sort of like become this base of our lives, and that's so beautiful. And hence, I love bringing in these quotes into my podcast episodes. Being present. It sounds so simple, right? But too often, we are taken out of this present moment. Our heads just get cluttered with the mind chatter of yesterday and those memories that we have had, anxiety, fears, and whatnot. There's so much to come into our minds, and all this while, we just look at the past and just forget embracing the beauty that the present moment has and the simplicity that the present moment has, you know, the moment that we are in right now. It's actually taken me like ages to learn how to live in the present moment, and I'm still struggling at some point, but I guess I have gotten a lot better at this. I'm just progressing because every time I'm having this negative clutter of thoughts, I keep reminding myself, Anjali, stay where your feet are. So if I keep my attention on the place where my feet reside, I have this better chance to remain in the present moment, right? Like what's here and now is all there is. And that's what we're told by a lot of people, but we just don't manage to actually live in the moment most of the times. I put up this story a few days ago asking regarding the same thing, and most of the people actually voted that they don't really live in the present moment, which sometimes is not as shocking because that's how most of us are, and with this fast-paced world, it gets all too easy to sort of not think about the moment that we are living in. And something that I want to just add in the initial part of this episode is, when I live in the past or the future, I feel like I'm missing out on the freedom and the peace in the current moment. And lately, I'm becoming so much more aware. Like, I'm actually becoming aware of it, much more sooner and quicker than I used to. So I'm really happy about the progress that I've made. So as soon as I begin to feel, you know, bad or caught up in how I want things to turn out, I find my feet and begin again. Like, I must stay present as if my life depends on it, because it does. And when I truly look at this present moment, it just makes me so happy. A much while ago, someone recommended me that I must do this mindfulness-based course. And this turned out to be one of the most helpful parts of my journey. Although I didn't really join any of those courses, I actually started recognizing what mindfulness is, you know, what it is meant to be, because I've heard a lot about it. And I didn't really understand initially why do we have this coaching going on this particular topic. But when I dug deeper, I actually understood the value of having a mindfulness coach, because it's not easy to stay mindful. It's not easy to stay in that present moment. It's not easy to even stay grounded. So the whole point of recording this podcast episode is that I'm guessing this is like this common struggle that we have, and the solution to this may feel counterintuitive, because many people fear that if they let themselves feel their emotions, they'll be taken over by them. But however, when I make space for my emotions without acting on them, sometimes there's pain and I might cry as well, but it's that clean pain, right? And it does not last as long. So I also find that connecting through the present moment helps me create this little space in my mind when my thoughts start stressing me out. Because it's so easy to get caught up thinking about the past, worrying about the future, or wishing the future would hurry up and arrive. Like, a lot of us think this way, I know that. But when I notice this happening, I ground myself in the present moment by listening to the sounds around me. Now, the first thing is I catch the sounds around me and noticing my feet touching the ground and my breath actually flowing in and out. And slowly I feel calmer. So this technique, I learned it watching a YouTube video. Now I don't really remember which video was that, but if I do, I'll make sure I leave it in the show notes because it's something worth watching. And I definitely consider, you know, sort of like checking out my history or something, but it's been so long that I watched that video. So not really sure, but it was a really great video. If I just find it, I'll make sure I leave it in the show notes. So yes, what I'm trying to say is our mind gives the future and the past too much of space, which it does not deserve. Like, it wanders over to what the neighbors are doing, right? The future and the past are like the neighbors to the present moment. So it reminds me of what I have yet to accomplish or what I have not accomplished. If you haven't gotten it yet, what I'm trying to say is that the past and the future are basically no way connected to the present moment. Yes, it does get connected in a lot of means, but what happens is you forget living in the present moment. And with that, I've learned to observe my thoughts instead of attracting a story to them, because emotions can't last forever on their own, right? I heard that the natural lifespan of an emotion is like about 90 seconds, not even kidding. But we can keep them alive for longer by thinking about them and being afraid of them and resisting them. Like, you can try it by yourself the next time you catch an emotion or something. So emotions, like everything else in life, come and go. So let me tell you one time when I had this ability to actually create this sort of distance from my thoughts and not to be consumed by one certain emotion, that was fear. I was able to take, you know, the action and to make that moment better. And I did my best to embrace life as it was instead of focusing on how I would like to be. I mean, living in the present moment and embracing the present moment has always helped me get through these hard times a lot more constructively, because there's so many ways that you can get through these hard times, but this is like this a constructive way and a realistic way for you to get through these hard times. And I won't say it works out well all the times, you know, I'm just a human being, right? So I do struggle a lot of times, but I guess this has made my life way out in vain a lot better. So every time I have some hard times going on in my life or anything of that sort, when I remind myself that I accept the current situation. So what I'm trying to learn and remember is to simply ask myself, Anjali, where are your feet at this moment? And this is helping me so much, not even kidding. This is one of these affirmations that I have over this wall. Not really like an affirmation, but a reminder as well. Most of the time, I put up all my affirmations or quotes or whatever that I need to be reminded of very often. I put them up in the place where I'm gonna find myself a lot of the time in the day. So it's mostly my desk, and I make sure I keep all these things so that I get reminded of them whenever required. So the first step to start living in the present moment is to see the past for what it is and where it is. So learning to accept your past is this process, right? It's not one step thing to just do, and it isn't always easy. And particularly if it was traumatic or heartbreaking, it's not so easy to forget about the past that you've had. First, you need to sort of allow yourself to see your past for what it is. You have to acknowledge your thoughts and feelings. You have to really understand them, and without any sort of judgment, right? Also, there's no wrong or right way to do this. You'll have to always do it based on your thoughts, your perceptions, and your opinion, and only the way it works out for you. So as you unravel all there is to see and learn from your past, you may want to curl up in a ball and, you know, store it all away again. And this is normal, because it's not easy to forget the past things that have happened in our lives. It's definitely not easy. But remember that accepting your past is not about wanting to change or forget anything about it. It's about altering your perception of it so that you can live more freely. Because who does not want to live a free life away from this heartbreaking past? Because nobody wants to stay in touch with it when there's so much that the present moment has to deliver us. And when I started doing this, I felt like a lot of weight was lifted off my shoulder, and that's the best thing I could have done for myself. So the moment you begin to accept the past moment for where it is and what it is, your healing journey sort of begins. And this is like the start of letting go. It's the start of moving on and living more of the present, because tomorrow again, your present moment will be tomorrow's past as well. And you need to protect your present moment. You need to give yourself the time and remember that it's just a process and not a race or a competition. Take your time to really acknowledge the past moments, whether it was heartbreaking or whether it was traumatic. It's not really easy to forget those moments that we have had, but trying out our ways to accept it is the best thing we can do for ourselves. And now coming to number two, it's about tuning into your emotions. As I already mentioned and you have heard as well, I cannot express enough how important it is to allow yourself to feel openly and freely on a regular basis, because it's not something that we do regularly, right? Because holding on to your emotions, particularly the negative ones, they only bring on more of this emotional turmoil and they keep you stuck in the past. So share how you're feeling with someone very close to you, whether it's a friend, a family member, or a partner, or a therapist, or a counselor. And if you don't have anyone close enough to do this with, let your emotions out through a non-verbal means. Suppose you can write it out, or maybe just record yourself saying all these things. So this could mean picking up your journal and writing all that you think, or painting a picture, or also designing a post, writing a poem, any way that you possibly could do, that's the best way for you. And being creative is an exceptional way of releasing anything that's stuck inside. Trust me when I say this, it's the best way for you to release all the pain in your head. Trust me, please try this out the next time you find yourself in such a situation. And also, I did a combination of these things and they've always helped me to come out of this turmoil of negative thoughts. Number three is something that I want to inculcate as well. That is about practicing mindfulness. Being mindful is about being aware of your inner world. And what I mean to say about inner world is your thoughts, your emotions, your bodily sensations, your breathing. And where I learned this from is from an Instagram live by Prani Art. It was one of her IGTV earlier, very old IGTV videos that I checked out. It was a live session which I checked out in the form of IGTV and was amazing. She was talking about how you can do journaling, the ways you can do journaling and stuff. And that's where I've learned this from. Because whenever I hear about mindfulness, I don't fully understand the point of what the person is trying to say. But after what she had to say about it, I really understood that you need to sort of awaken your thoughts, your emotions, your bodily sensations, how you're breathing, and also your outer world as well, like your surroundings, your environment, and a bunch of other things, so that you can actually live more in the present moment. So you can start this simple mindfulness exercise by focusing solely on your breathing. You don't need anything at all. Just keep yourself a little free and sort of like focus how you're breathing. Breathe for 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out, and do this for about like 5 minutes. You can do this for longer if you have more time. And it's not like meditation. It's just about really living in this moment. And because not everyone likes meditating, nor are they good at it. So I wouldn't really recommend that. So yeah, it's a great way for you to bring back to your present moment, because we are so caught up with our laptops, phones, and so much going on in our minds. Like, our mind is already cluttered with so many thoughts. So we usually forget about it. So maybe stick a reminder or something, or put on a reminder on your phone as well, because of course we are so attached to our digital stuff. So yeah, I would recommend you to put on reminders every now and then to, you know, bring yourself back to the present moment, because that's how it has become right now. It's really important to just remind ourselves every now and then to really breathe in and breathe out, so that it brings us back towards the present moment, which we should actually live in, but we sort of don't live in the present moment usually. And that's why a lot of our happiness is eaten away as well, not going to lie. So this is my quick and fantastic way to calm, or, you know, stop that chatter in my head. So yeah. Another way that really works for me is observing my thoughts. It's about like how that particular thought is making me feel. And this is like another, you know, great mindfulness exercise. You literally do not need any tools. You just need yourself in a free space, you know, because this might sound a little complicated, but trust me, it's just so simple if you think of it. even if you're listening to the podcast right now, I'm sure you have so many other thoughts running in your mind, because our mind can conjure up so many different thoughts within seconds, like literally seconds. So some of these thoughts can be positive and others can be negative, but most of the thoughts are for the future or for the past, anything, mostly past or future oriented. If you think of it right now, it's exactly how it is. Something that I've been hearing a lot is our thoughts create our reality, because it does make sense, right? The more you think about that particular thought, the more it becomes an ingrained belief that sort of becomes a part of our belief system. So it's important to be aware of our thoughts, and so that we most of the time connect ourselves to the positive reality that's there. So also, being in nature can also pull you back to the present moment, which I should try as well. I'm always sitting on my desk or something, and I hardly get out of the room. So I need to just try this out as well, because being in nature can also pull you back at that present moment. When I used to walk on the terrace, I could feel myself, I could sense myself feeling a lot more better, a lot more calmer from inside. This has always worked for me. Maybe take half an hour a day to just walk or sit outside to be amongst those trees, or maybe if you don't have a lot of trees in your area, just around the nature, you can at least see the sky upwards. So that works as well. And while you're at it, try to observe, you know, sort of observe the sounds that you hear, not of the construction sites or vehicles or whatnot. They are like just so buzzy, trust me, just so annoying. At least while I'm recording the episode, it's just so annoying. But yeah, keeping that thing aside, observe the sounds that you hear, you know, so like the rustling of the wind in the trees, or the crunching sound of that leaf, or you know, the birds chirping, or anything that you can hear, maybe insects buzzing in harmony. Anything, right? So because the feelings or the thoughts that come with these sounds can help you remember the beauty and simplicity of the present moment, because nature is a perfect reflection of who you are. You know, immersing yourself into that is a great way to boost your confidence. Like, even if I have to record a podcast, or maybe if I have to talk in this particular session in the college or something like that, I make sure to come out or maybe look at the trees outside. They sort of boost my confidence in a way, not gonna lie. So yeah, so it's a beautiful reminder of how amazing you are, because nature is so amazing and it's just a perfect reflection of yourself. So it feels like I just made this quick rant on how you can live in the present moment without any sort of structure. But I really hope this helped you to understand what living in the present moment actually means and why you should live in the present moment. Because it can also ensure a brighter future. Because now that you have an idea of how you can live presently, it's about practicing these things regularly so that you can ensure that your future is full of light rather than the fear and the old patterns. In order to enjoy our future, we must first learn to enjoy our present moment. So, because you are exactly who you need to be and where you need to be in this moment, and wishing or trying to be someone else or somewhere else only creates resistance to the present. So we have to allow ourselves to, you know, we have to allow ourselves some time to accept our past, feel openly and freely, and practice mindfulness, and know that by doing so, you're not only living presently, but you're also creating this beautiful, possible future for yourself. And finally, I would like to add the point, I would like to add one of my favorite points, that is embracing gratitude. I cannot stop talking about this, because this has changed my thought process in ways I cannot imagine. So at regular intervals, take few moments out of your day, or at least once in a day, I won't ask you for much, but just once in a day, list out 5 things that you're grateful for. It's like an amazing weapon against anxiety, fear, or any sort of emotion. It's like this powerful way of reminding ourselves of the power that we have got, and the power that's around us, and the value of the present moment in itself. It's this amazingly effective tool to live in the present moment. So all I wanted to convey through this episode is that we sometimes get so detached from the present moment that it seems like this foreign territory, and lowering our defenses to allow it can actually seem scary. So when we let go of the future and the past, we allow ourselves to be in the present moment. We are actually living in this moment and living it to the fullest. It's the only way to find the true richness of your life. And that is all about today's episode. If this episode helped you in any way out there, do let me know. You can DM me on Instagram at Anjali Chanda the site, or you can mail me your brief feedbacks. The email ID is askanjalichanda@gmail.com. I'm always looking forward to your feedbacks, your messages, your responses. So please make sure you leave a response, so I know where I can improve and I know what you like and what you don't. Thank you so much for listening this week. We'll come back with another episode, hopefully. Thank you so much. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me this week on Unveiling Reality Podcast. This means a lot. You can subscribe to our show on iTunes or follow our podcast via Spotify, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in the show, I would appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you would simply tell a friend about the show, that would help me out too. Thank you so much. Have an amazing week.